I take agents through a case study in my book. And I take a hypothetical property where I break it down and I'm like, okay, you know, you've got a property that after it's fixed, it's worth, let's say, $400,000. And I go through what is a 65%, what is a 70% ARV after repair value. And I go through, you know, just all of the holding costs and, you know, private money costs or hard money costs. If it's not a cash investor, you know, they still have to pay the prorated taxes. They have to pay the closing costs when they buy it. They have to buy utilities because the workers need the power on to do the rehab. There's material costs.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am so excited to introduce our guest for the day, Lorraine Beato. Lorraine, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, Suja, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'm really excited for our conversation. Everyone, Lorraine is a realtor, but she's also so much more than that. She's written a book, she's a consultant, and she's very passionate about many things. So I'm excited to get into our conversation. Why don't you start us off, Lorraine, by telling us a bit about what drew you into the real estate space?
Oh my gosh, I got drawn into the real estate space back when I was in college. And I actually started on the mortgage-backed securities trading floor for Merrill Lynch at what is Ground Zero. And kind of from that point on, you know, I had read several books and just really got interested in real estate. And when I graduated college, my girlfriend said, you know, let's go get a real estate license just for fun. And I did. I never sold, but I worked in Manhattan and then I became an appraiser and I did appraisals on the weekends and didn't sell till we got to Atlanta. But it's just kind of been a lifelong passion of mine.
That's awesome. Cool. So I'm curious then, how has that evolved into what you're kind of doing now? You started out as a realtor and then you've gotten into so many different things. Can you just touch on some of the key highlights?
Yeah. So because I have such an extensive background from, you know, just years at this point, it's 32 years, I think I've been licensed. It kind of evolved. I started having people come to me, you know, we did a guru program back in 2013. And I just started posting suggestions to people as they would post their deals and information. I'm like, well, this deal doesn't make sense because of this, or you're not thinking about that, or your rehab's going to cost more than this. It was more on the kind of fix and flip side. And I created a niche in Atlanta with out-of-state investors that just started coming to me and saying, hey, you know, you really know your stuff and we want to start investing. So that's kind of when I started in the whole investor portion of it. And it's evolved into raising capital for syndications. It's evolved into, you know, cash flow properties for some of my clients and myself. And it's just kind of taken on a life of itself.
Wow, that's really exciting. Well, I'm excited to touch on pieces of that as we continue on. You know, I know one of the things you're passionate about is women investing in real estate. And I'd love to just hear your take on why that's important and what women can do to kind of get in the game.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I spoke on a panel a couple of years ago. It's probably been about 2 or 3 years at this point. And we were a full panel of women, and that's unusual. I've spoken for Think Realty. I've spoken on several panels where, you know, 99% of the time, I am the only female. And what impacted me when I got off that panel was with one of our RIAs was the women that came up to me afterwards and they said, you've shown me I can do it. And they've been afraid. They have this fear of, you know, dealing with the contractors and just being in a male dominated world. And, you know, I got thrown into a male dominated world when I was, you know, 19 and working in the financial services industry as the only female on the trading floor. And so I learned very early on to stand my ground. If I know something, I will stand by what I know. I won't let anyone push me or doubt me. If I know I'm right, like I will fight you tooth and nail. And I just think it's important. And we have a lot of women, you know, relationships don't always work out, that are either single moms or, you know, they've become single moms or, you know, whatever the case may be. And they have the power to invest in real estate and to go build their own wealth and their own passive income. And they just don't think it's possible, you know, and even a lot of them have. What I came across several women that had their own 401ks, and I've shown them how they can invest in real estate with going the self-directed route and how they can use that money and grow. And it's not that scary. You know, I've learned with the contractors, if you just treat them the same respect that you expect back, you know, for the most part, I've never had an issue.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And I think you touched on a lot of really important points there, just in general, the power of investing, right? Like, it's so important to know how money works and to know how to make it grow so that we're not always working hard for money, but we're letting it work hard for us too. And there is an investing gap when it comes to women in investing. And yeah, I mean, one thing that my mom always taught me was to be financially independent and to be able to support myself financially. And it's unfortunately, that's not a lesson that everybody necessarily gets. And it's not necessarily right for every person. But for me, it's been super important to have the option and to just know that I can always support myself financially. So thanks for touching on a lot of that. You know, so you're also a realtor and you're helping. I know you're passionate about, you know, you wrote a book called, let's talk about that. What was your book called and what was your reason for writing it?
So the title of it is Flip the Switch: From Real Estate Agent to Real Estate Investor. And I wrote it because I started posting pictures on my social media and I started having agents DM me saying, hey, I didn't know you taught real estate agents how to fix and flip. And I thought to myself, well, I don't, but I, you know, but I can. And so I went down that path and, you know, had talked to a friend of mine who had written a book. And then everybody's like, you just need to go do your own book, which I finally said, okay, let me do this. So between that and a very poignant conversation I had with a really good friend of mine, you know, that said, I'm turning 60 soon, my back hurts, but I'm going to have to sell houses till I'm 70. And that kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I asked her why. This is someone who is well-educated, who came from corporate America, who, you know, was selling $9, $10 million worth of volume on an annual basis, which is a really great income. And she said, I have no retirement. And that was just like, hold it, stop right there. And I realized at that point, she was transactional. She was only as good as her last transaction, like majority of the agents out there. You know, you sell a house, you've got to go out and lead generate, find another house to sell, find another client. And the cycle starts all over again. And that's when I realized, wait a minute, you know, I haven't sold nearly half the amount of, you know, of homes that she sold, but I have passive income and I'm building a portfolio. And it's not necessarily, oh, I need to have $100,000 to invest. Right? You can get creative and invest with no money out of your pocket. And so that pushed me to write the book. And it's something I'm really passionate about. And between that and real estate agents, you know, seeing something listed on the MLS, oh, calling all investors, it's 20,000 below appraised price. It's a deal. And then they couldn't understand why it was under contract and why it wasn't a deal. And I realized that there's a big gap between understanding how an investor looks at a property and how they come to their numbers versus, you know, your average homeowner that can just go in and do some DIY stuff.
Yeah. And I want to circle back to that particular piece in a minute. And just before we do that, can you please give us an idea of why you think there is this sort of culture of like transactional amongst agents? Like, why is there a gap in are your agents not taught to invest? Tell me what you think.
I don't think agents are taught to invest. It's not talked about. I haven't moved around a lot. I just moved to my third brokerage, but in any of them, you know, aside from years ago, and I was at Keller Williams for 9.5 years when Gary Keller wrote The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, it kind of came and went. Other than that, no one else is really telling real estate agents that what I like to say that they don't invest in the product they sell every day. And I've even spoken on several local like fix and flip guru panels, and they'll touch upon, oh, come learn how to work with investors as a real estate agent. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But I'm like, no, come learn how to be the real estate agent. Even yeah. Working with with an investor, it's still transactional, right? They fix and flip, you sell it. Okay, you may have multiple deals, but at the end of the day, it's still just a paycheck.
Okay, great. So you mentioned something about, you know, I think you go through this in your book. So a realtor might see, you know, a hypothetical realtor might say, well, this is, you know, being offered for $20,000 less than appraisal, and they think it's a deal. Can you break that down for us, just for people who aren't familiar with how fix and flips work?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, so I actually take someone through, I take agents through a case study in my book, and I take a hypothetical property where I break it down and I'm like, okay, you know, you've got a property that after it's fixed, it's worth, let's say, $400,000. And I go through, what is 65%? What is a 70% ARV after repair value? And I go through, you know, just all of the holding costs and, you know, private money costs or hard money costs. If it's not a cash investor, you know, they still have to pay the prorated taxes. They have to pay the closing costs when they buy it. They have to buy utilities because the workers need the power on to do the rehab. There's material costs. And then I think where the biggest part is, they don't think about the part when the investor puts the house back on the market for sale and they're paying those realtor commissions on the back end. And I think that's where the biggest hole is, because, you know, if you're talking a $400,000 property, if your commission is, you know, 5 or 6%, that's, you know, 24 grand, that, yeah, if it's 20,000 below appraisal price, it's not, that doesn't cut it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it actually seems like there's a great opportunity for realtors to just fill that investor role because they are able to like take the commission as part of the deal.
Correct. Exactly.
So how is that going? Are realtors being like, are you finding that you're able to help them get into investing?
So I have with some of them, it's been a little bit challenging. So when I embarked on this, I launched my book April of last year. So I kind of embarked on this in the middle of a pandemic, and it's going slower than I would like, but it is going. I mean, I've done some one-on-one consultations with some agents, you know, one in particular who heard me on another event. She wanted to learn how to buy cash flow properties. And that went really well because she realized that she had a lot of homework that she needed to go do when I talked about, you know, cap rate and areas and ROI and what are you looking to do and all of that. Are you going to do cash? Are you going to leverage? It's going okay. I had to pivot back when I was going to go down this road. I had to pivot back into sales. And so it's something I'm looking to really push again in the next couple of months.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I was just wondering, like, if you were finding that people were receptive to it, you know, the ones that you have talked to.
They're very receptive. So I started something called the Flip the Switch series last month. And my goal is to have one speaker per month, and it's free to talk about different ways that agents could plan for retirement. And it went really well. I had really great feedback last month. My next one is tomorrow. And they are, because no one is sharing this information with them. And they're starting to think like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do need to figure out a plan B or something additional so that I can retire, right? So I don't have to, you know, put a sign in the yard for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know you've invested in some syndications. How does that fit into your own kind of investment portfolio?
So I've helped a client with some indication. He's buying multifamilies. Everything he's trying to buy is 50 units or higher. And so that was interesting for me as well, because I hadn't done it before. He reached out to me because he's not in my market. And I helped him go through it because along the path, because I have clients that have said, hey, I see what you're doing. I'd like to get involved. I have some money. I was able to connect some of my clients into this syndication where they're getting, you know, a better rate of return than they are than their money just sitting in a bank. And so it was a win-win. It worked out for him because he got the capital that he needed. And it helped my clients because they're getting a nice rate of return. And I think on one of them, they're looking to exit in the next year. And so they'll have a nice chunk of change.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I like to touch on this whenever we can, Lorraine, but, you know, when you think about your real estate and your kind of mission or why you're doing what you're doing, both for yourself and for the world, what comes to mind?
I'm just really passionate about it. It might sound a little corny, but I really, you know, I've watched even all the hurdles that I've had, I've been able to build a portfolio. And, you know, I may not have a lot of cash in the bank, but I'm actually an accredited investor. Because I've had opportunities and I found them and I was able to take them and make it work for my clients where it also worked for myself. And it's just really worked for me. But I mean, don't get me wrong. Like most people, I've worked my tail off. I'm building something that's important to me and I'm just a workaholic. I have American. And so they just always told me, you know, work hard. And I have, and it's done well. And my husband's kind of going to go into semi-retirement. We just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And I continue to building and I'm still building. And, you know, we'll have our nest egg. It's growing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're clearly doing a ton in the space. What would you say if there was something that you could attribute your success to, like something that you've done consistently over the years, like a way that you've looked at the world, a mindset? Is there anything you could think of? I'm sure there's a lot, but there's one thing you want to talk about.
I am persistent and I don't give up easily at all. You know, when everything happened in 07, 08, we lost our rentals. We had a really hard time, but I just kept on going. I'm one of those people where I'm pretty resilient. I've got a lot of grit. I could have stuck my head in the sand. You know, I got through kids through college with minimal debt amidst everything. And we're still here. I've got a roof over my head, as I tell people. And I can put my head in the sand, but it won't get me anywhere. I'm not that type of a person. And so I find a way and, you know, I keep moving forward. Yes. Well, I have a meltdown once in a while, Yeah, absolutely. But then I'm like, you know, I don't wallow. Like it'll hit me for like, you know, an hour or something. I'm like, okay, Lorraine, you know, let's go. You've got to get back up. And, you know, for me, my girls were everything, you know, now I have an aging parent and it's just, I have to keep going. Like for me, there's no option at this point in time. In 3 to 5 years, would I like to stop? Yes. Will I still do real estate? Absolutely. 100%. I would love to get into new construction development actually. And I actually have renovated in Europe. And that's a whole nother thing. You know, my goal is to get to the point where I'm doing things internationally as well.
Wow. That's awesome. Very cool. So Lorraine, what is one way that you like to give back, volunteer time, or just generally contribute back to the community?
One of the things that I'm really passionate about, and I'm involved with the Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation, I think it's really important, you know, given what I've done in the real estate space, I think it's really very important for us to preserve and protect some of these, you know, old buildings. And I'm very passionate about historic preservation as well as in Europe. And to me, it breaks my heart. In the US, I just feel like we tear everything down all the time. And we need that. We need to look back. We need to go see, you know, what were people doing back then? Most of the tradespeople are now, you know, gone. And I really think it's important to preserve the past so we have something to look back to because they knew what they were doing. And especially, you know, when you look at a lot of these, you know, big old, especially Portugal, that's where I hail from. And you have these magnificent buildings that are still there. Right. They were important to preserve that. And that's something I'm very passionate about, that as well as ocean conservation. And we need to protect Mother Earth. And we've got to take note of what we're doing to our environment and we need to protect it as best as possible.
For sure. Well, that's really awesome. It's great to hear one of your passions and ways that you love to give back to the community. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for coming on and sharing a lot about your wisdom and experience. I know you've got several many more decades of experience to share, which maybe we'll get to next time. Why don't you take a moment and tell the listeners how they can learn more about you and your book and anything else you want to share?
Sure. So my book they can find on Amazon. It's called Flip the Switch, From Real Estate Agent to Real Estate Investor. I'm pretty easy to find. I am Lorraine Beato across all my platforms, all my social media, my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my Instagram, and my email, if anybody wants to reach out, is lorrainebeato@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, so great having you on, Lorraine. We'll see you next time.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.